Hello, this is Magdalena Portman. Today I want to put all the missing exercises onto Audioboo, and this is number two that's missing there. Number two follows number one fairly closely. I was talking about habits and the force of habit, and how most of what we do, most of our habits are fairly unconscious. We don't really know half the time what we are doing. Also, most of what we do is really a reaction to a stimulus, to a trigger. We react to something that comes towards us from outside, or sometimes from inside. It can be a thought. So, and occasionally we just about are half conscious of what we are doing. But this little exercise should give you some idea of how strong the force of habit is, and of the fact that we often react to something without thinking. It might also be a useful observation to give you a hint of how you tend to operate, how you tend to generally react to things. It's also an exercise you might want to try to stop or to refuse to react to something in the old habitual way. Now, take for instance the telephone as the trigger. Next time the telephone rings, see whether you can just stop yourself from rushing to answer it in the usual way, just for a second anyway. And then see what that feels like. Do you get anxious because you think you have to answer the call straight away? Do you get stressed to let it ring? Is it hard for you not to answer it straight away? Or do you feel relieved not to have to rush to pick it up? Do you feel relieved that you have given yourself a little bit of space, that you have even time to consider whether to just let it ring and not to pick it up at all? What do you experience? Take an interest in it. There is no right or wrong answer. You're just observing what happens when you don't react to the ringing of the telephone in your usual normal way. That way you find out what that actually is, what your usual way would be, and what it makes you feel like when you don't operate that way. Take another stimulus. If you're a driver, you can apply this. You get into your car and you want to start driving. Just as you are about to turn the ignition key, stop yourself from doing this just for a moment. Observe what you experience. Do you get anxious? Are you pulling up your shoulders? Do you feel impatient because you want to start driving? What's going on inside you? What's going on in your muscles, in your back, in your neck, in your jaw? Just make an observation. You might want to think of another trigger, like the alarm going off. What happens when you hear the alarm go off? Just stop for a moment. Stop yourself from reacting in the usual way and observe. Or a knock on the door, or the doorbell ringing. Just for one moment stop yourself from reacting in the usual way and observe what's going on inside your head, inside your body. Or you get a letter through the post, like a bill. Again, just stop for one moment as you open this letter, as you look at the bill, and observe what your immediate reaction would be. And just for one moment, stop reacting immediately. And observe. Observe what's going on in your muscles, in your mind. So, enjoy your observations, take an interest.